516-620-3602. And make a pledge of support to WBAI.
Hi, this is Randy Credico from Live on the Fly. And if you're like me, you can't wait for this farcical presidential campaign to be over. Well, you don't have to wait, because we are throwing a party prior to the election to celebrate the passing of this outrageous charade. Goodbye and good riddance. Join me and other BAI producers, along with some great cutting-edge comics and badass musicians, at the Commons on Sunday, November 6th at 7 p.m. It's free to all you BAI listeners, so that's this Sunday, November 6th, 7 p.m., The Commons Cafe, 388 Atlantic Avenue in the Republic of Brooklyn. Let's celebrate before we all end up in jail.
You're tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, and I am sharing this time with you to encourage you to support WBAI Radio, because it's important that we understand WBAI is a bastion of truth, a bastion of information. It is one of the few media outlets that is terrestrial, that remains in the world, that is able to give you information about what is really going on behind the scenes, what is really happening in terms of our world, and how it is that we came to be sheeple. When I see that word we, I use that word quite broadly because, of course, the listeners of WBAI don't count in that number. But when we look at the mainstream media and we see people being tugged here and there and inspired by whatever nonsense they hear, we wonder how it is that this happened. How is it that humanity has lost its direction and lost its focus and lost its ability to discern the truth of what's truly going on in our world? And I'm inviting you to join and become a member of WBAI and also to make a donation. Make that donation and pledge so that WBAI Pacifica can remain in effect, can remain a voice in the wilderness of media. We can only do that with your support. And I invite you to call and make a pledge. The number is 516-620-3602. And I'm here to support WBAI and all of its programming. We want to support every program. So if you just listened to Democracy Now!, call and make a pledge, and you can tell the operator when you call that number, 516-620-3602, that you want a pledge in the name of Democracy Now! You can do that. It's a fine and wonderful thing to do. You can pledge in the name of absolutely any program that you listen to and depend on. So remember, when you're making that pledge of support, you can go the extra distance and support your favorite programs, supporting the morning show, supporting any of the specialty producers who have these great focus to their programs. If you listen to it, make your donation in the name of that program. It really helps when the management looks back at who's done what over the air and who was able to bring in some support. It matters. So if a show matters to you, I encourage you to support that program and make a pledge in the name of that program. I also want to encourage you to become members. You can become a member at the $25 level. That's a fine thing to do, or renew your membership. You can also become a WBAI buddy and offer an ongoing membership, an ongoing donation of $10 a month. It could be $100 a month. It's really up to you. But when you do that, it really does help to sustain through the thin times on an ongoing basis, to make sure that the transmitter is being paid, that the rents are being paid, that the staff is being paid. And that the station can continue, because, of course, most of the producers, including myself, are volunteer producers. We do it out of our sense of mission and purpose. And, you know, this is the work that we do to make a difference in the world. We want to sustain this radio station. And you, as a listener, I believe also have that perspective, that this is a very important radio station and we need to sustain it. So go ahead and pledge for the morning show with hosts Michael G. Haskins, Andrew Jones, Pamela Brown, Mimi Rosenberg, Mario Murillo. We have this whole lineup of really important programs, important producers that are really going deep into the various avenues of exploration to bring discovery to the air of what's really going on, and really to give us options of what we can do about it, to expand our mind, to expand our awareness, so that WBI listeners are not the sheeple of the world. but we have a mission to help educate the world. And that's where you become our assistant producers, because not only are you sustaining and supporting the station, but you're using this material to educate people in your life, to educate your family, to educate your friends, your associates, your partners in business. It's only by educating people that we can really change things and expand our understanding of what's going on in our world. So I invite you to call and make a pledge. The number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And we are asking you to pledge today to support a particular premium offer. And what is a premium, really? It's an incentive. It's an incentive to encourage you to do what you really want to do anyway. We know that you want to support WBAI because you wouldn't be listening otherwise. We know that you care about the programs that you listen to. Otherwise, you know, you wouldn't be here. So the fact that you're here means that you are interested in furthering the discourse and in creating a dynamic that goes against the grain of the mainstream onslaught, really, on our mind, on control of our mind, control of our bodies and our lives, control of our very humanity. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today, a 2-DVD program called Hijacking Humanity, The Cause of Effect, Hijacking Humanity. And this is a very special program. Our entire system, every external aspect of our lives that we plug into, government, law, money, and energy, are demonstrably and fundamentally controlled and manipulated by a handful of very rich families and their lieutenants. The ones we are taught to believe are our leaders for their collective benefit and at the expense of the people. This documentary film by filmmaker Paul Verge aims to expose the systems of ignorance based on control that have manipulated humanity's thoughts, actions, and beliefs for many hundreds, if not thousands, of years. There's an awakening happening across humanity, and I believe that this film is a key piece of that awakening because it really does look into how this hijacking took place. Really, what happened from the pedestrian age of the early parts of this country of the 20th century up until now, the 21st century, in which so many things have changed. So it's a pledge of $75, The Cause and Effect, Hijacking Humanity, and we're asking you to pledge $75 when you call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. 3602. Now, I really enjoy when I'm doing these programs because for me it's a reawakening experience. But I also enjoy being able to offer this information to you, our public, and give you the tools to move out into the world and make a difference. That's really the purpose of this. That's the purpose of this radio station. And that's why we need your support. The number is 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity is the premium we're offering today. You can also find it on the website give2wbai.org. Now, I have added in a special bonus that's going to go to you with this program. It's actually a 2-DVD set for your $75 pledge. But I also have downloaded the index of files released, put out there. It's like the dead man's release of Julian Assange. Now, many of you may not have been paying attention, but Julian Assange has been shut down because of his alleged involvement in the election, current election. This is the WikiLeaks files, and he was talking about, oh, we have all this information about Hillary Clinton, and we have all this information about corruption in the government. So this is like a massive, massive index of files that was put out. And the suspicious part of it is that ever since that release came out that he was going to be denied access to the internet, it seems we've been denied access to Julian Assange entirely. We haven't seen him on the balcony giving speeches. We haven't seen any videos. We haven't seen any current emails. And so I'm concerned that something might have occurred. Maybe he was arrested. Maybe he's being detained. Maybe something more nefarious has happened. We don't know. However, I was paying attention to this when this release of files came out from WikiLeaks. And I made a copy. I downloaded all of the links. They're PDF files. They're links to the file. And it is a PDF document 60 pages long of all of these exposés from WikiLeaks. So that is your bonus when you make that $75 pledge for the 2-DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. And my bonus is this index of files. And it is a 60-page document, PDF, with some, I don't know, 15 documents per page. And it just goes on and on. It's rather an amazing list of all of these investigations, all of these secret documents. So you would be able to take this PDF file, and if you choose to, you can search and link on these downloadable tags, and you can make hard copies if you like. Maybe you just want to hang on to it as to be part of your resources, or you can look through the files and see what's there, and maybe there's something there you want to actually look at, like the Barclays tax avoidance scam censored article. There is something here, Bolivia. I mean, it's just every country, every Italy child sex scandal. There's spy files, inquiry into the media, injunctions in the media, Tibet protests. It just goes on and on. There's documents about Afghanistan. There's documents about Catholic hospitals. There's documents about, I mean, I can't go through it because it's 60 pages long. But this is your bonus when you make that pledge of $75 for Hijacking Humanity. The number to call is 516-620-3602. You get the 2-DVD program, Hijacking Humanity, and you get the updated version, the most active version of the files released by Julian Assange. So that's a very powerful window into some of these underhanded, underground, back behind the scenes activities that have been found to be going on in our world, and understand that this is also something that we can begin to have an impact on. We can begin to write articles about this. We can begin to have information about what has been going on behind the scenes in this world to create the dynamic that we are now facing with our current election process. That number is 516-620-3602 for your $75 pledge of support. We'll send you the 2-DVD set, Hijacking Humanity, and the bonus 60-page PDF document of the index file of the release, all the release documents by the missing Julian Assange. So we hope that you will be encouraged and that you will support this morning's effort. My name is Catherine. You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org, and we're going to listen.
So interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. You ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully.
Do you get your news from television, radio, or newspapers? Do you feel that, despite press releases, top stories, headlines, and sound bites, the news doesn't always give you the whole picture? Do you consider yourself a good, honest, tax-paying voting citizen? Do you hope that your bank has your best interest at heart? Do you sometimes feel that there's something hidden below the surface story of world events, but just don't have the time or energy to look into it? These questions may seem unrelated, but you will soon realize their correlation. So strap yourself in, and let's take a trip through time. In late 2003, we embarked on our first cross-country road trip from Canada to the United States. There was nervousness and excitement in the air. The world had seemed to have changed so much since the September 11th attacks At least, that's what we were being told. Everywhere to be seen, countries going to war, calling each other evil, immense polarization dividing the people, the gap between rich and poor increasing steadily. Plenty of struggle to go around. And now, a new environment of fear, where anyone could be a terrorist, and we, the people, would have to give up our liberties just to be safe. I remember entering the new millennium with hope. Hope that things were getting better in the world. Hope that we were solving the big problems of the planet. Hope that my kids would grow up in a world better, not worse, than the one I was living in. In the span of a few short years, my hope has been seriously tested. We had to see for ourselves whether America was still the land of the free, home of the brave, or if it was becoming the land of the fear, home of the slave. Almost as a joke, I was given a book called Alice in Wonderland and the World Trade Center Disaster, why the official story of 9/11 is a monumental lie. I was never into reading any conspiracy literature, so I was satisfied reading the newspaper, watching CNN, and knowing all the pop culture infotainment news. I'd never actually read a book like this before, but the author seemed like he had some interesting viewpoints. At the Canadian-American border, our vehicle was selected for an intense search. They even called in the dogs. Somehow, I'd expected we'd be searched, found clean, and be on our merry way. But what happened next? I did not expect. After about 45 minutes, a gruff-looking border agent entered our waiting area carrying my knapsack with his arm outstretched like the bag was a piece of evidence. The agent approached me and told me he was interested in discussing the book. I was escorted to another area of the border facility, and they began questioning me as to my intentions in coming to the United States, what my knowledge of the book was, as well as whether I had any affiliations to political organizations. It was almost a blur, but I looked the agent square in the eye and told him the truth about what I was doing, answering his questions about where I was going and why I had the book. The whole time I kept wondering, half-jokingly, what is the big deal here? It's a book written by a guy who thinks reptilian aliens are in control of humanity, right? I wasn't about to take a 9/11 conspiracy book seriously, and yet, here these guys were, Gestapo style, treating me like I was smuggling a weapon of mass destruction into the country. After talking my way out of this misunderstanding, eventually we were allowed to enter America. The agents were even nice enough to let me keep the book, but told me that I would be put on some kind of watch list. And that was that. We drove to Texas. It's a great state with some really nice people. But during that trip and on the way home, the contents of that book were the seeds that grew into the journey of this film, researching a great number of subjects to do with the world around us, from governments and terrorism to economics, spirituality, industry, law, religion, energy, and the media and other subjects that have continually blown my mind again and again. I've spent literally thousands of hours researching. Many sleepless nights. Some nights even questioning my own sanity. I've traveled by plane, by car, and reached out by phone to discuss.
And we're just listening to the introduction of Hijacking Humanity. And this is a very powerful film. We're going to go deeper into it. And it talks about the great deception that has taken place in our world and how we got there. So I'm going to play a little bit more for you, but I just wanted to remind you that the number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And we're asking you to pledge $75 for the DVD Hijacking Humanity, and we're asking you to do that. Really, as much as possible, we're asking all of you to take that step. 516-620-3602, Hijacking Humanity, and we are looking at, as well, the bonus, which is a PDF document of 60 pages that has the index file links to all, to the big WikiLeaks release. So you'll be able to take a look at all of these releases. You can decide if you want to download them or if you just want to hang on to it for posterity. But if you want them, I suggest you do download them. The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602, The Cause of Effect, Hijacking Humanity. And so when you make that phone call, ask for Hijacking Humanity for your 2-DVD program and bonus PDF document of the index file release from Julian Assange of WikiLeaks. We're going to go into this a little bit more. Remember, it's a $75 pledge.
The spirit of inquiry, the search for greater truth beyond religion and science, the profound seriousness of doing real thinking, philosophy, and ontology, these are almost totally lacking in humanity. Humanity is therefore subhuman from lack of genuine intelligence. They automatically reject any emerging facts or realities that do not fit in their brain-dead cognitive pattern of belief and disbelief. They watch too much television.
Gabriel Churon.
The golden rule. He who has the gold makes the rule.
And you that are all wish not alone.
Docile creature, mentally docile creature, who will virtually do whatever he's told. Especially if there's a little payday at the end.
The number one means of taking control of somebody is by controlling their mind and what they think they do, what they think is correct or not. It's psychological warfare.
Oh, these are the different ways that people make people do things they don't want to do, other than giving them money.
Every year, New York held an Easter Day parade to which thousands came. And Bernays decided to stage an event there. He persuaded a group of rich debutantes to hide cigarettes under their clothes. Then they should join the parade, and at a given signal from him, they were to light up the cigarettes dramatically. Bernays then informed the press that he had heard that a group of suffragettes were preparing to protest by lighting up what they called torches of freedom.
He knew this would be an outcry, and he knew that all of the photographers would be there to capture this moment, and so he was ready with a phrase, which was torches of freedom. And so here you have a symbol. Women, young women, debutantes, smoking a cigarette in public with a phrase that means anybody who believes in this kind of equality pretty much has to support them in the ensuing debate about this, because torches of freedom. I mean, what's on all American coins? It's liberty. She's holding up the torch. And so the next day, this was not just in all of the New York, it was across the United States and around the world. And from that point forward, the sale of cigarettes to women began to rise. He had made them socially acceptable with a single symbolic act.
What Bernays had created was the idea that if a woman smoked, it made her more powerful and independent. An idea that still persists today.
Bernays made it socially acceptable for women to smoke cigarettes, and similar techniques of co-opted messaging and relabeling of things in order to create progress has become only more intense in the last few decades as the push for globalization and further centralization of governing power has increased.
But clearly, it is the intelligent minorities which need to make use of propaganda continuously and systematically. Small groups of persons can and do make the rest of us think what they please about a given subject.
Basically, I mean, first off, it's fundamental. TV is a mind control device that runs
at
the same frequency that your mind receives patterns. It's continuously been used as a device to inject information to novice minds or people who have no discernment in the information they take in. So basically, if you're not making a conscious decision on the information you're taking in, you're just storing everything. Are you storing it all as truth? Like, how are you disseminating what you just saw in the commercial and what you saw in the news? People don't, and that's why commercials work. And that's why they spend billions of dollars a year, because showing you something that's false right next to something that you just took to be true. Oh, I like Wendy's hamburgers. Okay, I want to, you know, it makes you want to, you know, next time you drive by, you remember that commercial and you pull in that. So they have made their money. Capitalism is basically, it works off of a contrived shortage. The people who contrived the shortage are the people who know how best to work the system against everyone else and make a profit, right? And charge interest and fractional reserve lending and all these little schemes that they've used to basically infiltrate us and drain us of every piece of worth and then bury us and then charge us for that, right?
What the corporations realized they had to do was transform the way the majority of Americans thought about products. One leading Wall Street banker, Paul Mazur of Lehman Brothers, was clear about what was necessary. "We must shift America," he wrote, "from a needs to a desires culture. People must be trained to desire, to want new things even before the old have been entirely consumed. We must shape a new mentality in America. Man's desires must overshadow his needs."
Thanks to a takeover of the printing industry and creation of the education industry, small elite, super wealthy groups of people have been able to hide their darker connections and pasts of exploitation and misery by sugarcoating their images in textbooks that are taught as official history.
And I'd say, "What's your name?" He'd say, "Al Jolson." I'd say, "Mr. President, Al Jolson." The next day, every newspaper in the United States had a front page story: "President Coolidge entertains actors at White House." And the Times had a headline which said, "President nearly laughed."
You don't really realize what's being done to you. And in that way, I think that the corporate media molests and accosts the unknowing people who sit there and take it in for reality, because it's scripted. You don't know who's writing these scripts. And if you look and see where the intelligence people are mingling in with the media, and if you go back and trace it, you have J.P. Morgan talking about how they, you know, he bought off the heads of all the media back in the early 1900s.
And so that there's this real openness to Bernays' techniques being used to sell products to the masses.
Beginning in the early 20s, the New York banks funded the creation of chains of department stores across America. They were to be the outlets for the mass-produced goods, and Bernays' job was to produce the new type of customer. Bernays began to create many of the techniques of mass consumer persuasion that we now live with. He was employed by William Randolph Hearst to promote his new women's magazines. And Bernays glamorized them by placing articles and advertisements that link products made by others of his clients to famous film stars like Clara Bow, who was also his client. Bernays also began the practice of product placement in the movies. And he dressed the stars at the film's premieres with clothes and jewelry from other firms he represented. He was, he claimed, the first person to tell car companies they could sell cars as symbols of male sexuality. He employed psychologists to issue reports that said products were good for you, and then pretended they were independent studies. He organized fashion shows in the department stores and paid celebrities to repeat the new and essential message: you bought things not just for need, but to express your inner sense of yourself to others.
The public basically has their opinions formed by consensus, polls, things like this that are used to steer populations.
It is often said that half of writing history consists of the winners hiding their own atrocities. The largest problem lies in the control of information. If the people in charge of dispensing information become corrupted to an organized elite bent on domination, then we no longer have a trusted source investigating the true agendas of our leaders. Let's talk politics. You may have already considered that politics is a game of deception, maneuvering oneself into having as much control as possible, while at the same time maintaining the squeakiest public image. As countless scandals have indicated, Lord Acton was right. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So let's talk power. If there are those who truly wanted to rule the world, do you think it would be wise of them to put themselves as the true rulers in the public eye? Or do you think it would be safer and wiser for them to guard their privacy in obscurity, with layer after layer of easily controlled political leaders. With a series of middlemen acting as public figures to create a buffer of control and create a false dichotomy of choices, whereby you can choose Republican or Democrat, liberal or conservative, you still have to stay within a two-party system of right versus left. It's like being thirsty and given a choice of only Coke or Pepsi. What is the difference when I only want a glass of water? It's simple. It creates divisions and diversions to protect rulers in the shadows of secrecy, away from the awareness of the people who might challenge their power.
Well, if you study history a couple hundred years ago, and you find these parties went through an evolution, and at one point Democrats and Republicans were in the same party, well, where did our choice go? Where did our choice go? Well, that's the whole thing. They don't give us choice. They give you this hand or this hand, but you're getting to the same body and the same educational structure. And people were like, well, this control structure has existed for thousands of years, and you just found out about it, so how are we going to do it? Well, the fact that we just found out about it, I think, is a big step. Because once, you know, people find out and that information propagates, even if they try to bury it again in 500 years, somebody might uncover some archive, and it has all this information. It totally changes that, you know, the whole dynamic of where things go.
And you're listening to an excerpt from Hijacking Humanity. And we're inviting you to make that phone call. The number is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. It's a pledge of $75, and it's a two-DVD program. And it is really looking at the history of our system and how it came to be activated. And granted, when this all started, when Bernays came in and started working through advertising to control people's minds to be able to change the economy of economics, you have to understand that this also goes hands in hand with the change of the banking system, where the banking system moves out of a gold standard into a fiat standard of money, where we go out of a system of living where people made purchases based on what they needed. They expected their products, be they cars or be they household items, they expected it to last. They expected it to have a full life. And we've been gradually moved into this really mentality where we spend money as a consequence of our emotional stability and emotional state of mind. But woven into that, this way of advertising by feeding into the psychology has been cultivated to a high science, a high art, so that we now have a system where our media is pumping in messages that cause people to feel bad about life, feel bad about themselves, to cause them to need to go after certain products to feel okay again, to become addicted to certain kinds of products. And so there's this manipulation that has taken place in the media that has really brought us from the foundation of our culture to where we are today. And I happen to believe that we need to get back to that foundation of understanding who we are, whether or not we actually need something, being able to live according to our means, and building up our financial stability the way our grandparents did. And we need to take back control of our mind. We need to take back control of our lives. But the way to do that is to be fully informed, is to understand the game that's being played on all of us. And I know that many of us who listen to WBAI have graduated out of the ranks of the sheeple-minded brethren of our families and communities who get caught up into this mind control. And when we look at the elections as is taking place right now, you see how much it feeds into insecurity and fear and blame, and it nurtures a hostility and a sense of ignorance and a sense of anger and conflict within us. And this is the game that's been played as we have been controlled mentally, psychologically, emotionally through the media, We've also been controlled politically through the manipulation of figureheads who don't really have control of our government and control of the decisions. And world economies are manipulated. Countries are exploited, and ultimately people are destroyed and impoverished by this system. Now, it's been going on for a long time. We're talking about the turn of the century, in just arriving into the 20th century. Now we're in the 21st. But think of all the populations that have become impoverished across the globe. Well, now we're at a point in the United States where it's the American people's turn to become impoverished, to become controlled by the mechanisms of homeland security and other kinds of security mentalities that keep us from having full access to our sovereign freedoms. Well, I believe that in order to have that sovereign freedom, the first step is to deprogram the mind, is to really know and understand how deep this game has gone and how integral all of this control is of our lives and our societies and of the consequence of what's going to happen to the world. So as this game is played, then we do have continued degradation of the earth. Then we do have continued hostilities around the globe. Then we do have continued killings on the ground, be they by troops or drones. But this is happening on the ground here in the United States as well. You know, vulnerable communities are being killed in the streets. You'll see young black people being killed in the streets by law enforcement. And it might be easy to look at that and say, oh, that's them. But how often are we going to say, oh, it's them, until we recognize that it's going to eventually be our turn? So we need to wake up to the fact that this is a game that we're all entrapped within. We're being called into conflict with each other, but it's all based on manipulation and lies and criminality. Absolute criminality. And so in this program, it really lays out historically how this came to be. Hijacking Humanity is the program. It's a two DVD program, and we're asking you to pledge $75 for this two DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. The number to call is 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. And I wanted to offer you a bonus, because we are activists. The listeners of this radio station are hungry for information, for truth. And so I have copied, downloaded, and put into a file, into a page, a PDF file. It's the index file release from WikiLeaks Julian Assange's organization. It's a 60-page document with link after link after link after link. And all these documents, what they do is they give you access to the downloadable PDF document. You can also get them and read them online. You don't have to download them. But this is a way for you to research through these 60 pages and see some of the crimes that were committed in our name, in the name of the United States, in the name of America, but also crimes committed against people across the globe as well as here at home. So these are the documents that Julian Assange has been holding back. But now, since that he himself has been disappeared, we don't know where he is, if he's alive, if he's been detained, if he's sitting still in the embassy. We don't know. But when I saw that this came out, it was a while back, at least a little while back, I said, let me make a copy now, because who knows if it's going to be available on the internet and for how long. So it's a 60-page document, this index file release, that I will be adding to the Hijacking Humanity as your bonus. So it's not, it doesn't add anything to your pledge, which is a $75 pledge for the two DVD program. But I also wanted to give you some way of going deeper into this mysterious morass where humanity has really been controlled and manipulated and exploited at a very deep level. And there's no end to it. But this begins to show you the beginning of it, the beginning of mind control. And then it goes on through the political story on how all of this came to infringe, so that the bars are getting closer and closer and our ability to move and be free is becoming more and more restricted. But in fact, we are sovereign beings. We are sovereign beings with the rights of humanity, inalienable rights, divine rights, and it's time for us to take control of our world to be able to stand up to these crimes. And so first we need the information, and second we need the evidence. So this is why I feel that this is a wonderful premium, because it does include the 2 DVD program, which gives us the systems and shows how they were slipped into our mentality, slipped into our society. And then we see how it went from the advertising and commercialism into banking. And we see how it goes from banking into war and conflict. And then we see how it also applies to the destruction of Earth, the destruction of our beautiful planet. At this point, we're dealing with fracking. But there's a long history of destruction, strip mining, all kinds of destruction to the earth, not to mention the destruction to the air. Then there's the whole problem of the restricting of our liberties, our rights to privacy and to be able to be sovereign beings in this planet. So everything that we do, we say, we think is being monitored. And so it's time to deconstruct this world, this matrix. But the way to destruct the matrix is to be informed and to be educated and to have the evidence. And that's why this is a powerful fundraising premium. I hope that you will support the radio station, because this is the work that we do. The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Hijacking humanity. And it's time for humanity to take our rights back. That's the idea. Not to tremble in fear. There's no need for fear. There's no need to be subjected to this manipulation. And we can play a vital role in educating people, informing people, expanding this knowledge. We can play a vital role by looking at the evidence, you know, perhaps taking down some of these documents from the index file release. It's 60 pages of documents. And the documents themselves are however many pages they are, but they'll come down as a PDF if you want to research it and look into it, so that we can begin to really look and see how things are happening behind the scenes. The number to call is 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. So as America was sitting back and feeling comfy through the 50s and 60s and 70s, 80s even, more so than earlier economically, these tactics were being used globally. Well, now we can see more clearly how much they've been used right here in our homelands, in our home, in our brains, in our television sets. And there's just this way of understanding that, why are so many people on antidepressants? Why are there's so many suicides, and especially amongst young people? Why is there so much violence? Not just state violence, which is clearly a factor, but also violence from individuals coming out and shooting up people in a bar or in a church. Where is all this coming from? It has to be coming through some of this mind control technology. It has to be coming through. The technology is the technology that we all use. It's the television. It's the radios. It's the, the phones, the smartphones, all kinds of technology that tracks exactly where you are, what you're doing, and what you're saying, and who you're communicating with. Well, I choose not to feel vulnerable about that, because I choose to stand within myself in strength and in the knowledge of understanding what this is all about. But most importantly is the knowledge of understanding myself as a divine being with natural inalienable rights, and that I am a sovereign being, So I stand with that knowledge within myself, and it allows me to look at this material and not fear it, but to just look at it and say, I get it. And then the more you understand, the more you can pull it out, the more you can trace all of the little implants in your mind, because you have to understand that that's what this psychology does. It implants into your subconscious certain kind of behavior, certain kind of fears, certain kind of needs, certain kind of destabilization, so that we become more dependent on our system. Well, I believe that we can stand and be independent of this system in so many ways. We don't need to fall prey to these technologies and these techniques, but the best way to avoid that is to see and understand it. So we're asking you to pledge 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity. It's a 2-DVD program. And with that 2-DVD program, we also are giving you the bonus, the release pages, 60 pages. It's a PDF document of links, PDF links to the files released by WikiLeaks. And it was released. These were being held back, remember, because Julian Assange was holding back all these files to say, well, if anything happens to me, I'm going to release all the files that will condemn your behavior and give evidence to this behavior. And I believe that the reason for that was because it would in some way protect him. Well, as it seems, he's gone. He's gone from the scene. I can't say what that is. You know, some people have say that he's part of the system. Other people say that he's detained. Some people believe that he might have been killed. Who knows? I don't have the answer to that question. But I do know that the WikiLeaks has been providing a service of putting this information out. And, you know, I do know that our country and many countries are going after whistleblowers, criminalizing, putting in jail, subjecting to all kinds of horrible behaviors for telling the truth about what's happening behind the scenes. And so Julian Assange is one of these people. And this is his release that was to come out if anything happened to him. So it's here. It has arrived. I made a PDF document of it. It's 60 pages long. And it will accompany the 2-DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. So make that pledge, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. We are going to play a little music to encourage you to show that support for us. Please dial that phone. We have to pretty much double what we have on the books right now. I've been here for an hour, and we do have a quota, maybe you could say, or a goal would probably better said, of what we can do to support the station. So please do make that phone call, 516-620-3602. I'll give you a couple of minutes. It's only a $75 pledge. Hijacking Humanity, 2-DVD program, plus the bonus index file release. 516-620-3602. Remember, you can use your cards, it could be debit or credit card to make your pledge. You can also use ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. That's a wonderful way to do it. And you could also offer installments if that suits you. You can make the phone call, 516-620-3602. You can go online to give to wbai.org, and the premium is Hijacking Humanity. And the bonus that I am throwing in, because I just do this kind of research, it intrigues me to really find, to dig down deep and to get at the truth of things. So I was able to copy all of these links of the index file release from WikiLeaks, 60-page document, page after page, with line after line of these links to these released documents, whistleblower documents. So if you're interested in that kind of thing, You'll receive it with your premium. You don't have to go online to download it because some people are uncomfortable with that. You'll have it, and you can just maybe go to the library if you feel paranoid about it, and then check out these documents. The number to call is 516-620-3602. But personally, as a producer at WBAI, I think I'm beyond paranoia. I feel fairly certain that anyone who works here is probably being monitored by the powers that be. That's the way it goes. But what we have so far and still in this nation is the ability to have freedom, certain freedoms of expression, certain freedoms of communication. And that's why WBAI is valuable. That's why we need your support. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 is your number to call. Call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity, the Cause of Effect. And it's a 2-DVD program, which we are actually sending as a thank you gift. This is a thank you gift. Why? Because WBAI is so dependent on you, our listeners. We don't turn to the corporate media. We don't turn to the corporate foundations. We don't turn to all the advertising that we're speaking against in this moment. Because then We couldn't speak out against it, could we? The only way that we could continue to do the work, the mission here at WBAI is with your support. 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity. Please make that phone call. Make that pledge of support. It makes a difference. When we can get pledges in numbers, when you come together, that unity of support is what allows this radio station to continue to do its work. It's what allows the support and the information. And you get so much. I certainly do. I know you must. So we're asking you to show your support. Support Democracy Now. Support The Morning Show. Support the programs that you love and appreciate and listen to on a daily or weekly basis. What about Law and Disorder? That is a magnificent program. It's broadcast, originating birthed here at WBAI, but it's now across the globe. Democracy Now! Was birthed at WBAI. Now it is international. We have Law of the Land with Gloria Brown Marshall. We have Guns and Butter with Bonnie Faulkner. We have First Voices Radio with Tiokas and Ghost Horse. Economic Update. I mean, Richard Wolf. We have such magnificent, high-quality programs that inform you day after day, week after week. But that doesn't happen on its own. It can only continue when you step up and meet that with your support. So become a member. You can do that at the $25 level. Become a WBAI buddy. That way it might be painless. $10 a month, $20 a month, $50 a month, whatever you can do to help support WBAI radio. For those of you who have deeper pockets, make a donation. Make a $1,000 donation, a $5,000 donation. Make it in the name of the show you love. Whether it's $25 or $2,500, it doesn't matter because we are acting in unity. It's only in that unity that we can change our world. WBAI is a piece of the puzzle for change, transformation, and freedom. But you are also a piece of that puzzle. Are you going to leave that space empty, that hole, that vacancy, or will you call 516-620-3602? We're asking you to pledge what you can. Do what you can, because everything you do will make a difference. 516-620-3602, Hijacking Humanity, and this is a remarkable DVD program. It's two DVDs. We'll send you as your thank you gift for your support to WBAI. You will also receive the bonus index file release, 60-page document of the, I guess it's referred to as something like the Dead Man's Release, Julian Assange. He's missing. These are the files that came out as a consequence. And these are years, decades of documents that go into the history and so that we can discover what happened in this world and how laws were compromised and how civilizations have been compromised and how economy has been compromised and how the earth has been compromised. And this is why we need for you to stand up to this. Stand with us is really what's happening. We're asking that you stand together, that we all stand together. And we understand the economics of our times. WBAI exists sometimes on very, very little subsistence. And I know what you know what that's like, paycheck to paycheck. Well, BAI, this fund drive, is how we go about it, because if we go to the corporations that are creating this mayhem in the world, then we can't really speak truth to that, can we? Because, you know, the word is speak truth to power, but I say bring power to the lies. And that's what WBAI is about. 516-620-3602 is your number to call. We're asking you to pledge $75, just $75, for this two DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. And these are interviews that include solutions, documents, references, And just so that you can consider this information and think for yourself, this is just on the DVD. Communicate this with others in order to share this awareness. And then we also want to be able to protect ourselves from the financial predators, the political predators of our system, to understand what's happening. We don't know who is going to be the next president. I don't know how much of a difference it will make, but I do know that I want to be able to stand in my own truth, to be able to stand in my own power, to understand what's happening around me, to have some evidence and some information in my mind, but also as a resource as I go forward, because it's time for us to take this world back, take this country back, take the world back, and make it safe and peaceful and harmonious. I'm not talking from the perspective of one side or the other. I'm talking about that middle way of finding harmony by becoming unified as a race, as a human race, by looking at how we all, black, white, red, yellow, we've all been hijacked. Some of us have suffered at levels that maybe the others can't comprehend, but it's getting so tight that everybody's on that chain. Everybody's on that train. It's going to be bearing down on all of us. Nobody is going to escape this. The only escape is freedom of mind and sovereign self, understanding who we are, what our rights truly are, and having the tools to change, to make a difference, to legislate, and to be able to go to court with it, to be able to hold our so-called leaders accountable. That's what this program is about. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Play a little of music that will move us along and what we need to do.
Love is but the song we sing, fear's the way we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Know the dove is on the wing, and you need not know why. Come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try and love one another right now.
We certainly need your love right now, right here at WBAI Radio. We need that love, that energy, that support. Make your phone call 516-620-3602, because this is really the purpose. Not to jump into the fray of my side, I'm right, you're wrong. No, it's to recognize that humanity is a common center. And it's on behalf of humanity that we can act and do and progress and work towards that central place of peace. We've all longed for it our lives for generations. Well, all the evidence is here. All of this is being exposed. Now is the time for us to really internalize that education and to, find ways out of this morass.
If you hear the song I sing, you must understand. You hold the key to love and fear, all in your trembling hand. Just one key unlocks them both.
common man on the street, apathy or empathy?
Like the government as an entity in general, do you trust the machinery of the system?
Yeah, I would say to a certain degree, yeah.
Okay. Do you trust your government?
I'll go as far as I can throw them.
Do you think the government would ever lie to protect the people?
I think everybody's got something to hide, you know, something they don't want everybody to know. I don't think we all need to know it.
The government likes to keep things hidden, you know, the truth away from us. They don't really need to lie to us as much as it is sort of to show us the wrong truth.
If someone writes something on a piece of paper and, you know, there's little details in there about, you know, things that they can protect themselves, I don't worry about that. Yeah, again, like, you know, you're thinking about the little things, right? Like, I mean, I know there's lots of policies with lots of details and everything. It's, yeah. I mean,
I don't think it. I know they have been lying to us.
Okay.
It's been happening for a while now.
Well, again, I don't worry about stuff like that. Like, well, I'm a Christian, so I believe, you know, God is taking care of all of us, and I don't have to worry about other people, what they think or say.
To understand how this power structure works to keep us all under a general level of control, you need to understand the concept of compartmentalization. If you were to call your cable company, needing for some reason to speak with the owner, you'd have to go through a chain of people, starting from the bottom, the call center. From there, you would get one of the hundreds of people in the call center to pass you on to his or her supervisor. Of the few dozen supervisors, you would then ask to speak to the supervisor's manager. And of the handful of managers, you might ask to speak to the manager's boss, who's one of a small number of department heads. They would then direct you to one of a few vice presidents, who could possibly let you speak with the single president or CEO who sits at the top of the corporate structure. Now, think of a pyramid structure, kind of like the one on the back of a US dollar bill. Picture the CEO of a corporation, or president of a nation, chief of an intelligence agency, or general in an army. That guy is the leader. Sometimes he's elected, sometimes not. He will have an agenda of things he wants done in the form of actions by the people below him in the command structure. The leader can pass orders down to the next level, to the vice president, or lieutenant commander, or project manager. And each inferior level of management will then pass those orders or instructions on down the line to their teams and so on. This is the classic military chain of command style of organization. It is also the system of ranking for organized criminal syndicates, like the Mafia, Yakuza, and Triads, and also secret societies like the Freemasons, Knights of Malta, the Club of Rome, and the Bohemian Club. Often the leader is advised by people who belong to what are called think tanks. These think tanks are groups that formulate policies to be carried out by the leaders, and their members are often the so-called experts, statesmen, and industry leaders, and even corporate heads, who also belong to various other groups, think tanks, organizations, and societies. The persons belonging to these assorted groups form a networked system of interlocking influence peddling and control schemes, which, in their various forms, have guided the general progress of humanity for hundreds, if not thousands, of years.
There are these think tanks out there as well. And these entities are basically there to cook ideas based on what they need in the background and how they're going to get it from us and how they're going to get what they want at the end, and we're going to be left, like, you know, holding the bag, being hoodwinked. And those think tanks are responsible for some of the worst atrocities ever to befall mankind, because I know that there were think tanks back in the 20s and 30s that are like, if we fund these guys, they'll go over and take over Europe for us, and we won't have to do the dirty work. That way, if it doesn't work out, we're the good guys, right? And we'll bring 40,000 of them over to America in Operation Paperclip, and we'll make NASA, and then we'll bilk the American people out of a bunch more money.
What if our entire system, every external aspect of our lives that we plug into, from government, law, money, medicine, military, education, employment, energy, and even our sacred belief systems, were controlled and manipulated in a top-down pyramid fashion? Is it possible that a handful of very rich families could be at the top of this pyramid, and that our leaders, acting as lieutenants for this elite, control our information and perceptions for their combined benefit and at our expense? It's important to be aware of a German philosopher named Hegel and one of his philosophies called the Hegelian dialectic, or problem, reaction, solution. This theory says that in order to create progress, a group in power may have to do things that will be disliked by an aware populace. So what they do is create a problem, which garners a desired reaction of the population, saying, something must be done to fix this problem. And then the solution is offered in the form of the progress you had already planned. So for instance, a sound motive often presented by 9/11 conspiracy researchers is that the US government desired to pass the USA Patriot Act, which gave it a ton of new controls, powers, and abilities over the general population. However, there was no reason to pass this law, that is, until the event of 9/11, after which this complex 300-page law was rushed through Congress without most members even reading it.
And this is, you know, the misappropriation of Hegel's, you know, dialect, the Hegelian dialect, where it's been morphed into, they create a problem because they seek you to provide a reaction so that they can provide you with the solution from which they profiteer and steal your freedom and liberty. Whether it's, you know, with 9/11, where they're saying, well, we have to protect you now, so now we're going to put a fence around your country. And now we're going to have a national ID card because these terrorists got fake ID. And basically, they have a checklist of things they want.
On October 26, 2001, 40 days after the 9/11 attacks, President George Bush signed into law the USA Patriot Act, an acronym for Uniting and Strengthening America by Providing Appropriate Tools Required to Intercept and Obstruct Terrorism. The mark of this being part of a Hegelian dialectic is that the Patriot Act was offered as a solution to the people of the United States, even though it had been written before the 9/11 attacks.
In politics, nothing happens by accident. If it happens, you can be sure it was planned that way.
So then, what is the truth? What is the plan? Is our world under a subtle form of dominating control by elite families who've planned for at least several hundred years to create a one-world government that controls...
And you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, and WBAI.org. I'm Catherine, and we are featuring some material with the hope and the goal of enticing you to support WBAI. It's a $75 pledge that we're asking for that 2-DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. And we've been listening to some excerpts of that program. And in the program, the first DVD is 92 minutes, and it really sets out the issues. And the second disc two is about 117 minutes, and it begins to look at some of the solutions. So we're asking you to make that pledge. It's impossible to share that much material in any one program on the air, but there's no reason to, because once you make that pledge, you'll be able to really look at it and rewind it and look at it and really begin to put together your understanding of where we are and how we can go forward in our body politic, but also in the expansion of mind, in the awareness that we have of how all of these things came to play. And it's very easy to talk against what's being said, to say, oh, it's not true, you have no evidence. But the evidence is there. The question is, are we going to believe the spin that's put on things by those who are in control? Or are we going to decide for ourselves? That's really what I do and what I recommend. Look at the information. Decide for yourself if it's real, what isn't, what works, what doesn't, what makes sense, what you can keep, what you can reject. That's how we discern. That's how we decide what the real truth is. So please do make your phone call. The number is 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to go to another piece here. You know, there's no way we can play the whole thing, but I'm trying to give you little taste, a little samplings of what we have been dealing with, what we're still dealing with, and what is really playing out, the manipulation of the media, through the media, by the media, of people's minds, the manipulation of politics, the engendering of fear and anxiety, which people live with. It's so important for you to step away from that fear and begin to look at the world as the matrix that it's been created to be. But that matrix is a false matrix. It doesn't represent who you are, your humanity, or the humanity of all beings. And this is something that has been playing out for certainly centuries, maybe more. Humanity has been hijacked, and we are offering you the two DVD program, Hijacking Humanity, for your pledge of $75. We want to go back to the program, and we can do that. But I am, approaching the top, the end of this particular offer, the time that I'm able to share with you. So I'm really reaching to you to make that phone call, 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity, because the idea is for us to take that back. And the best way to do that is to be well informed, is to understand the systems that are underlying the matrix that has a hook in our lives. We can unwind it because truth has that kind of power. And as a bonus, a special bonus to this program, I'm offering you the PDF document, which contains links to the PDF files that were released by Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. And there has been some issue as to whether or not Julian Assange is still around. Is he detained? Is he complicit? There's a lot of questions that people are asking. Is he alive? Is he dead? We don't really know, because we're getting no sight of him, no sound of him, no evidence that he is, in fact, still where we expected him to be at the embassy. We don't know. But the documents were released. And the document file that I have does come to 60 pages. And they are all links to the PDF files that can be downloaded on the internet. So you can look through them and see which ones that you have an appeal for. You can get some of the background details and find out about these reports and investigations and the released files, that people have sent to WikiLeaks in order to try to get a handle on this system of control. But most important, I believe, that we need to keep WBAI Pacifica a strong force in the world, a strong voice in the world. We can only do that in partnership with you and with your support. 516-620-3602. Pledge at the $75 level to support WBAI. And we thank you. And we thank you with our gift of the two DVD program, Hijacking Humanity. You have the bonus, the index file release from WikiLeaks, a 60-page PDF document that has all of the addresses that you can go to and download these documents. It's a lot, so you might not need or want them all, but at least you'll be able to look through them and decide which ones you want to actually investigate. So that special bonus, along with the two DVD program, can be yours for your pledge of $75. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. $75 pledge of support goes a long way, especially when we are all standing up in unity to make a difference and make sure that the people's voice stays strong and viable here on the air, on the radio at 99.5 FM and on the web at WBAI.org, because this is WBAI in New York. The number to call, 516-620-3602. And remember, I'm not here for myself. I'm here for the radio station. I'm here because this is so important. And so because of that, I'm asking you to actually make your pledge in the name of your favorite show. You can do that. It doesn't matter what time of day or night, morning or evening. Pledge in the name of the show that you most appreciate, or the names. You can give them a handful of names. so that we recognize that work. It's important to support this work of people who are here every day and every week with you, such as Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. Make that pledge in support of Democracy Now! Or Law and Disorder. Or Law of the Land with Gloria Brown Marshall. Guns and Butter with Bonnie Faulkner. First Voices with Chiokas and Ghost Horse. Economic Update with Richard Wolff. And then we have Vantage Point with Ron Daniels. New York International with Albert Angiello. And then we have Talk Back with Malachi McCord and John McDonough. John Cain. James Irsay. Fabulous program on Friday. Support the programs you love. Make that call, 516-620-3602. You can pledge as a member with $25 level. Renew your membership. That's a wonderful thing to do because it adds up. We're talking to all of us here. If we all make that call, we all make a difference because we're doing it together. Stand together with each other as we keep the people's voice alive and well on these airwaves. 516-620-3602. Gary Knowles Show, another show, if you enjoy that show. Health Action on Mondays. I'm one of the producers there, along with Bob and Mark. The Positive Mind. Health, Cetera, the nursing program. Take Charge of Your Health, Corrine Frenari. Science, Health, and Healing, Dr. Majid Ali. You know, we have politics, we have health, we have music. We have really focus on what's happening in the world. We have focus on what's happening in the neighborhood. We have the Jordan's Journal with Howard Jordan. We have music programs. Randy Credico, a wonderful new program, Live on the Fly. So it's imperative that you stand up and support these programs. So when you make that pledge, make it now. But make it in the name of your favorite show and all their names. It's a wonderful thing to do. 516-620-3602. That's the number to call. We're asking for your pledge of $75 for Hijacking Humanity, a 2-DVD program. And it is, seems to be well over 3 hours. Yes, well over 3 hours of material to set out the story and also to begin to, challenge that story. The number to call, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 for a pledge of $75. Remember, in addition to the 2-DVD Hijacking Humanity, I'm also giving you my bonus, and that's the WikiLeaks PDF file, PDF document of the WikiLeaks files, which are downloadable links to all of the PDF release from Julian Assange and WikiLeaks. It's 60 pages, a lot of material. I'm sure you'll find something there that intrigues you and wants you and will encourage you to do more of your own research. $75 when you call 516-620-3602. You can go to the website give2wbai.org. You also have this available, Hijacking Humanity. And the bonus is coming from me. I'm just slipping it in with the premium, and you'll have it. It's amazing. And technically, if you send your email, or if you don't want it through the mail, I could also email it to you if you put down that email. 516-620-3602. So 516-620-3602. Hijacking Humanity is a $75 pledge of support. We're going to go back to the film. And we're looking at It's a Rich Man's World, Government. Interesting.
One way or another, we will have world government. The question is whether it shall be by consent or by conquest.
So they have a really delicate balance to walk between keeping us relatively fearful, but not so fearful that we stop what we're doing and really examine how it is that they've been waging.
There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it.
And that we will in fact find
weapons or evidence of weapons programs that are conclusive.
I don't think we'll discover anything myself.
It appears that there were not weapons of mass destruction there.
You said you knew where they were.
I did not. We know where they are. They're in the area around Tikrit and Baghdad and east, west, south, and north.
Well, first of all, I haven't lied. There are a lot of people who lie and get away with it.
Talking about lies and your allegation that there was bulletproof evidence of ties between Al-Qaeda and Iraq. Was that a lie?
Intelligence gathered by this and other governments leaves no doubt that the Iraqi regime continues to possess and conceal some of the most lethal weapons ever devised.
Are people going to find out the truth? And the truth will say that this intelligence is good intelligence, no doubt in my mind.
I don't know anybody that I can think of who has contended that the Iraqis had nuclear weapons.
And we believe he has, in fact, reconstituted nuclear weapons.
Saddam Hussein is determined to get his hands on a nuclear bomb.
We cannot wait for the final proof.
He's got him. He's got him.
The smoking gun.
He's got him.
That could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
Colin Powell didn't lie.
My colleagues, every statement I make today is backed up by sources, solid sources. These are not assertions. What we're giving you are facts and conclusions based on solid intelligence.
He has not developed any significant capability with respect to weapons of mass destruction. He is unable to project conventional power against his neighbors.
Are people going to find out the truth?
I have not suggested there's a connection between Iraq and 9/11.
You have said in the past that it was, quote, pretty well confirmed.
No, I never said that.
Okay.
I never said that. That's absolutely not. What I said was it's been pretty well confirmed that he did go to Prague and he did meet with a senior official of the Iraqi intelligence service.
Saddam Hussein aids and protects terrorists, including members of Al-Qaeda. Secretly and without fingerprints, he could provide one of his hidden weapons to terrorists or help them develop their own. What did Iraq have to do with what?
And so it goes for Mr. Bush. And let's just hope that lies in the past and that such things lie in the past. You are tuned to listener-sponsored, non-commercial Pacifica Radio, New York City, WBAI at 99.5 FM. And that program, Heart of Mind with Catherine Davis, was brought to you with portions on recording. So it's faded down for that reason, because this program is live, and this shall be. Let's see if I can avoid major technical grolics ups this program. We'll explain that shortly. And, there are three computers in here. There's this little knobby that I have to hit that brings the computer up, and then the screen blanks out and all that, and I become lousy. I used to be a great engineer. There was a time when I could just howl. Sometimes I still get it.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Hour of the Wolf, Marathon Edition. My name is Jim Freund. This is a weekly, well, supposedly weekly program dedicated to science fiction, fantasy, enchantment, and, ah yes, the imagination. With us this morning, Douglas Cohen, and by Skype, John Joseph Adams, discussing their book entitled... Oh, did you miss the title of the book? Well, Grolix, you. We're blank. Grolix is a blank. If I really told you WTF it was about, I would be in, well, at 1:30 in New York, I wouldn't, or even 10:30 in California, which we're about to be attaching to, we would be in safe harbor. But we don't want to test the gods of the FCC. So since all of this stuff has to happen on the air, let's see what happens. Our Douglas Cohen is here. Say hi, Douglas.
Hi, Douglas.
Okay, now try that again.
Hi, Jim.
Okay, let me... Yeah, it's on. It's live, but it's not...
Better?
I don't like the sound of... Say better again.
Better?
No. Hold on. Try it yet again.
Better, better?
Yes, better, better.
All right.
Not as good as these mics. You notice they're actually different microphones? It's not supposed to be that way.
Mm.
We should all have equality in microphones. Okay. Now, let us, using the magic of a computer, try to get in touch with John Joseph Adams. And I don't want to just save it. You would think that double clicking. Oh, okay, there's a. Here we go. There's a. Oh, there's that noise. John Joseph Adams is ringing. Internet connection problem. Are you there, John?
Hello.
Ah!
Hey, John.
Hi, Doug.
Okay, so it seems to be working. What do you know? I mean, the sound quality is for Grolix, but otherwise, we seem to be no. When you're connected, it's New York telephone. But that well, for those of us old enough, all righty. So, what the Grolix is that? I'm naming a book, and the word isn't Grolix. It's a piece of iconography, which I have learned is called a Grolix. And we are using Mort Walker as an authority on the topic and his book called The Lexicon of Comicana or Comicana, one of those. And there he points out, and he didn't coin it, but clearly he was is and a historian. He appears to be alive. I looked in Wikipedia and has his birth date as being somewhere over 90 years ago, but I'm pleased to say there is no end date. So he's with us. So, yeah, these silences, by the way, are for you guys.
So maybe we should explain the title a bit more then.
Yeah, maybe so. Gee, you still sound a little quiet to me. You may need to, get
a little closer to the mic.
Yeah. Let's.
How's this?
That's much better.
Okay, so as Jim said, the title is "What the Grolix Is That?" And Grolix is basically those symbols you see in the balloons and comic strips when characters are cursing. So the title isn't literally "What the Grolix Is That?" as opposed to "What the..."
Literally, figuratively.
Literally, figuratively, yes.
It's a figure.
But the title is "What the..." And then you see those symbols, which are Grolix, is that.
So it's actually a pound sign, an at sign, an ampersand, and a percent sign in the case of this book there. Mileage may vary.
Correct. But that is the title, and it's probably a little puzzling and a little intriguing at the same time when you first see that title. And if you were to look
it
up,
intentional.
It's quite intentional. And if you were to look it up, you would see a crazy looking monster on the cover of the book where
none of which are the editors or the writers.
None of them are the editors or the writers so far as we know. But if you saw that, you would probably say, "What the heck is that? What the hell is that?" Or
WTF is that?
Exactly. Or
what
insert something.
What the Freund is that?
What the Jim Freund is that? So, you know, you just insert whatever word you want, but "What the Grolix Is That?" is basically the idea.
Yeah, so I know that's not... you guys tend to say, "What the blank is that?"
What the blank, what the bleep. Gotta call it something.
Bleep is good. Bleep is in time-honored... radio tradition.
Yeah, if I was being fancy with audio, I would actually try to, like, if we were recording this, I would my preferred way of doing it, of saying the title, would be to just to say the F word, but then actually bleep it out, because like I always find that funnier than actually people just saying the F word for
yes.
some reason. Like,
well,
so
yeah, except that we had somebody many years ago, a good friend named Gary Freed, who's no longer with us. Gary tried to bleep himself out with the word "bull bleep," and he accidentally inverted where the bleep
Uh-oh.
Went.
Oh man!
and he ended up saying, "What the bleep, Grolix?"
Gotcha.
Or live on the air, and
yep.
About four people walked into the control room and looked at Gary and said, "That wasn't what you intended to say, was it?" And, you know, Gary put down the J he was smoking. What? So, understandable. We had to give him the air check. Let's do a couple. First of all, we need to do a disclaimer, which is that in another world, actually a very related world, I am a consultant employee of John Joseph Adams.
Indeed. Jim provides the audio, his audio editing services for the Lightspeed and Nightmare Magazine podcasts.
And I'm the host of the Lightspeed.
Yes, and the host of the Lightspeed podcast. Yes.
Yes. And as of last week, or the week before, I was a performer.
Indeed, yes.
And I thought that really sucked. I'm serious. I'm absolutely... the author liked it. He sent me a complimentary email. Scott Power, was it? No.
Stephen Power.
Stephen Power. Thank you. Stephen Power sent a, actually not an email, a complimentary tweet.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was awful. I'm not going to ask you what you thought. I asked Stefan Rudnicki, and I haven't heard back, which which probably actually means he's busy.
Right.
And I've also audio edited one of your anthologies.
Mm-hmm.
Wastelands 2.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, but that was actually, I wasn't working for you.
Right, you're working for Skyboat.
Yes, correct. Skyboat Media, who published Chatting Science Fiction, a collection of interviews by Jim Freund. Well, what do you know?
Must have been a bestseller.
You know.